Unit 38. Tumbling Toast and Murphy's Law. There's a widespread suspicion among the public that toast sliding off a plate or table has a natural tendency to lie butter side down, thus providing prima facie evidence for Murphy's Law: if something can go wrong, it will. Most scientists, in contrast, dismiss such belief as ludicrous. Indeed, an investigation by the BBC TV science programmer in 1993 claimed to have proved definitively that the whole notion was nothing but an urban myth. However, the experiments carried out by the programmer were dynamically inappropriate, in that they consisted of people simply tossing buttered bread into the air, hardly common practice around the breakfast table. When the problem of toast sliding off a plate or table is examined more carefully, with the toast modeled as a thin, rigid, rough lamina, it turns out that the public perception is quite correct. Toast does indeed have a natural tendency to land butter side down, essentially because the gravitation torque induced as the toast topples over the edge of the plate or table is insufficient to bring the toast butter side up again by the time it hits the floor. Note that this has nothing to do with some aerodynamic effect caused by one side being buttered. It is just gravity, plus a bit of friction. However, I go on to show that the tumbling toast phenomenon has far deeper roots than one might expect. If tables were a lot higher, around 3 meters high, the problem of toast landing butter side down would go away, as the toast would have enough time to complete a full rotation. So why are tables the height they are? Simple, to be convenient for humans. So why are humans the height they are? Using a simple chemical bonding model of the human frame, I show that there is a limit to the safe height for bipedal, essentially cylindrical creatures like humans. The limit is around 3 meters. Above that height, a simple fall results in gravity accelerating the skull to such a high kinetic energy that the chemical bonds in the skull are ruptured, causing severe fracturing. This limit, in turn, sets a maximum height on tables suitable for creatures with human articulation of about 1.5 meters, which is still not high enough to prevent toast landing butter side down. It thus seems that human-like organisms are doomed to experience this manifestation of Murphy's Law. After all, we should not be fatalistic about such things. There are any number of daft ways: eating from 3-meter-high tables, eating tiny squares of toast, putting the butter on the underside, tying the toast to a cat, which, of course, knows how to get right side up during a fall, etc. If your toast is sliding off the table, you should give it a swipe with your hand to increase its horizontal speed off the table. If you're lucky, it may stay butter side up. If toast is sliding off a plate, you should move the plate rapidly downward and backward, breaking contact with the toast, which then descends butter side up. I've since expanded my investigations of Murphy's Law to encompass the question of why there are so many odd socks in our drawers.